The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 8 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Dub.
Hey, Dub.
I'm a grateful son of God who has multiple allergies. I'm allergic to alcohol, tobacco, drugs, pornography, lusts, lying, cheating, stealing, conning, manipulating. By the time I got to the eighth step, I realized that that's who I was, and I needed to pretty much make amends to every person I had known to that point in my life, because I was never very smart, but somehow I figured if I could be mean, it would make up for it. So I know that doesn't make any sense. That's why we call ourselves addicts. When I started my list, back in step four, my AA sponsor made me burn it when we were done with it, because it said it could be very harmful. So when I got to eight, I thought, wow, this would be nice if I had some of those things as kind of a starting point, but I didn't. Which allowed me to discover the same magic I found, that this writing magic that takes place, anything that you can move from here to here to here and then see it and feel it on paper is really healing. And it made the process so soft and gentle instead of hard and scratchy. And so I got through that list pretty soon. And then the first big lesson I learned on step eight was that you need to make sure that your eldest brother is part of not only arranging the order of the list, but in what order you should visit them. Because I wanted to pick out the soft one. You know, my grandma had stole 3 lemons or something from her, so I wanted to hit that one to get a good run start. And of course, we know that doesn't work. The Savior wanted me to go for the big one, that I had burned my neighbor's barn down on purpose. And that was a little tougher. He was my bishop. He knew I did it at the time, and he knew I did it on purpose at the time. But you still had to verbalize it. I tell my sponsor, I said, he knows all this. This is ridiculous. And he goes, no, Dub, you're not getting it. You have to verbalize it to him, you know, so write it like you mean it, because you're going to have to go face to face and reenact this from 17 years ago. So that was my experience, and it was very, very difficult. And we have such a nice big group that everybody needs to have time to share today. I'm going to have to cut that story short just by saying that when it was all said and done at the end of step eight, I had learned more about Dub than the other seven combined. And that's what happens when you're willing to put everything in that you have to. Just high risk, high reward. I know that God lives and that Jesus is the Christ. I still battle these steps on a daily basis, and that's what keeps me clean and sober. I say that in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Doug.
The full episode for Step 8 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.